ask you if you were ready to...
Make some noise, yes. Okay, so what happened was so simple and so silly that I'm just going to have to tell you it honestly, but I know it's going to sound probably stupid. Okay, so my day job, as you know, is I go around the country and I stand in front of a microphone and I write all my own material, and I've done 23 stand-up comedy specials, more than any comedian, male or female, living or dead. And the reason I say obnoxious stuff like that is because I want young women watching this to know you can break a man's record. Yes. And I did it just to break a man's record. Like, and by the way, I then broke my own record. Yes. So that same woman, if she's doubting herself, goes, dang, she didn't break her own. And people ask me why, and I go, just because I felt I had to. all right, so that's like my big thing, right? So what happened was, you know, I'm a comic, and I'm an actress, and I've had a reality show and a talk show, and... three shows with my name in the title, etc. I've been on Law and Order. I've done all kinds of jobs. And so part of my life is I do all sorts of crazy things. I do stand-up comedy. I filmed a spoof of the film Annie, entitled Granny, where I played the oldest orphan who was not adopted unfairly. So, you know what I mean? And I just did it for nothing with my friends for free, for fun. So Tyler Shields is a photographer who I think is super artsy-fartsy, as my mother would say. I don't know if I swore.
Not really.
Okay. And I'm very, very vulgar. I'm too vulgar for children, by far. Don't let your children near me or come to my show. Don't bring them. All right. So anyway, we get together every couple of years and we do really ridiculous photo shoots. And I know his history, and some of his work is, I think, powerful. So he does sort of glamorous things, and, you know, he took a picture of me in the morning where I looked about 15, and that was fun. And then we did this really ridiculous picture of me laying out in the backyard in a latex bikini, which you're not going to be able to unsee. but anyway, obviously I'm making fun of the fact that I'm 56 years old and I'm have a banging bikini body and I'm in everybody's face. And by the way, here's my cellulite. You know, that's what I do. I turn things on its ear. And then some of his work I thought was powerful. He did an image of a bus full of African-American people reading the title of the paper the day JFK died. And that was powerful. He did an image that was powerful of an African-American man lynching a Klan member. Powerful. So I know he goes there. So every shoot we do one like, you know, we think of the song, let's give him something to talk about. We give him something to talk about. We put about 5 minutes thought into this. I apologize. I really screwed up. It was the end of the day. We'd been doing all these silly photos. And I said, as I said on the tape, all right, let's get in trouble. Let's give him something to talk about. And, you know, of course you got to make fun of Trump, the most obvious. And there's so much there. And so I started thinking about that Megyn Kelly thing. And by the way, I'm sure Megyn Kelly can't stand me, but I don't care because I'm always going to stick up for a woman who I feel is being demeaned by Trump, even if they don't like me, all right? So I thought of that, you know, blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her ever. And the guys went in the kitchen and they were making fake blood with ketchup, and I didn't have a full prop. And so I had like a styrofoam wig head. And I sent out my assistant to get, you know, like a mask from a party store, and we were stuffing it with Kleenex. The whole thing took minutes. And then I thought, well, let's make this really obvious that I'm really making an absurdist, artsy, statement-y thing. And that, by the way, that's the technical term. And so for a few photos, you know, I was holding up this wig head, and then we kept making the hair crazier because we wanted to make it clear to people this was intentionally over the top. And I was very stoic, which I never end. You guys know I'm like frenetic and stuff. Well, you're right. If frenetic is a disease, I have that. She might be right about that. I'm not a physician, but after this, I might try it. Anyway, so we just took these pictures, and it was interesting. There were a few people in the house. No, I didn't do it for any money. I don't know if Tyler got paid. I don't think so. But just give him something to talk about, and it was done in minutes. And people around the room had different interpretations. One person said, it's almost poignant. It's like you're feeling sad for the country. And I thought, that's interesting. So that's what it is. You interpret it the way you want.
But there was no...
Are you asking for an apology now from President Trump because of what he's done to you?
Can I just add one thing? There was never an intention to threaten anyone with this photograph. This was really an expression, a comedic expression, political satire. And the fact that there's an open Secret Service investigation is really ridiculous because it's never happened to any artist before. Kathy, so she was being funny.
Let's do last question.
What kind of reaction? Do you think it was him talking, or do you think he was pressured into saying that?
Kathy?
How can we know?
I don't know. I thought that better. That's all. You know, I really...
Okay. Last question. You've already asked.
Kathy? I saw some tape of you at the end of the photo shoot, and you made some comments off the cuff, like, you know, I know we're going to go to prison over this.
Right, we're going to go to Mexico,
so,
yeah.
What kind of reaction were you expecting?
Okay, so, like, I did a picture with Tyler a couple years ago, and it was like, you know, a statement picture, right? And I used it for some of my tour stops, and some of the stops thought it was too creepy. And it was a photo of a man's hand with scissors trying to cut my tongue out, as in... men trying to silence a woman. Like, you get it. It's pretty obvious, right? And so I thought it was similar to that level. I thought, okay, I know I'm going to get some, as my mother would say, guff for this, but I did not think that people would be trying to murder me and mobilize other people to murder me. And I wish the president would govern instead of trying to do whatever he's trying to do.
Okay.